నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టగీ. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 12 ఐ మైసెల్ఫ్ విల్ రీడ్. యత్పాదపాంశూర్బహుజన్మ కృచ్రదో త్రితాత్మభీ యోగిభిర్ అప్యలభ్యః స ఏవ యత్ర విషయా స్వయం స్థితః కిం వర్ణ్యతే దిష్టమతో వృజౌగసాం. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, none of which are easily performed. Yet, in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Brijabhumi, Vrindavana, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally lived and who saw the Lord face to face? Purport. We can simply imagine the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vrindavana. It is impossible to describe how, after many, many births of pious activities, they have become so fortunate. I will read text number 13. Athaka నామాప్యపతాన్ మహాసుర తేషాం సుఖ క్రీడన వీక్షణ అక్షమః నిత్యం యత్ అందర్ నిజ జీవితేష్పుభిః పీతామృతైః అపి అమరైః ప్రతీక్ష్యతే. అథ థెరాఫ్టర్ అఖ నామ ఎ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్ డెమన్ బై ద నేమ్ అఖ అభ్యపతత అపియర్డ్ ఆన్ ద స్పాట్ మహాసుర ఏ గ్రేట్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ పవర్ఫుల్ డెమన్ తేషాం ఆఫ్ ద కవర్డ్ బాయ్స్ సుఖక్రీడన ద ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ వీక్షణ అక్షమః బీయింగ్ అనేబుల్ టు సీ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ టోలరేట్ the transcendental happiness of the covered boys. Nityam perpetually edandaha, the end of life of Akasura. Nija jivita ipsubihi, just to live undisturbed by Akasura. Pida amrite api, although they drank nectar every day. Amarai, by such demigods, Pradikshade was also being awaited. The demigods were also awaiting the death of the great demon, Akasura. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear King Parikshit, thereafter there appeared a great demon named Akasura, whose death was being awaited even by the demigods. The demigods drank nectar every day, but still they feared this great demon and awaited his death. This demon could not tolerate the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed in the forest by the cowherd boys. Purport. One may ask how Krishna's pastimes could be interrupted by a demon. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura answers this question by saying that although the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed by the cowherd boys could not be stopped unless they stopped the transcendental pleasure of their various activities, they could not eat their lunch. Therefore, at lunch time, Akasura appeared by the arrangement of Yogamaya, so that for the time being, they could stop their activities and take lunch. Changing varieties are the mother of enjoyment. The cowherd boys could continuously play, then stop, and then again enjoy in a different way. Therefore, every day, a demon would come and interrupt their sporting pastimes. The demon would be killed, and then the boys would engage again in their transcendental pastimes. Thus end the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalagaya Chatsurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Mugam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yatkripadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya namo namaha. Namaha Pankajanabhaya, Namaha Pankajamalini, Namaha Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna. So we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam, wonderful session, 10th Gando, exclusively Krishna Katha. So Parikshit Maharaj wanted to hear, after hearing 9th Gando, to Shivadeva Goswami, that now time has come, now I want to hear in detail about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So, we were hearing from the previous chapters Now we will discuss actually the text number 13 and also we will discuss something in text number 12. So this chapter is actually the killing of demon Akasura. Previously the Supreme Lord in the childhood itself, when he was very small, he started killing the demons. He killed Pudana and he was actually in the lap of the mother. Great demons were killed. So Prabhupada actually is written some purport. That is a proof that this boy, this Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ordinary child cannot do this. And the Lord also exhibited his pastime such a way, he remained as a small child and he killed the great Pudana, very big. Even the Asuras were also came in their full form. And after killing also he remained same. He has not become like a Vamana became big when he wanted to measure three steps. He has not become big or he became strong or something like that to show that yes, a big person is required. No. So from the lap of the mother itself, he is shown that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why Prabhupada is telling like this? Because we shouldn't have any tinge of doubt. Tinge of doubt that this Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is confirmed. Gavrantai Bhagavan ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Rava Shyam Sundara Bhagavan ki jai. So these pastimes we were discussing actually in the previous class, just like an ordinary children. Now also we see the children, they want to play. Krishna actually assumed the form of a small boy, and the great devotees, very great devotees, or some demigods, they assume the form of covered boys. They are not ordinary, just like from village some children came and then play. No, no. So they were enjoying actually the pastime we saw, just like an ordinary children, how they imitate the birds, imitate the peacocks, jumping here and there, imitate the monkey's action. So anybody is looking at it, they are really enjoying. The children, they enjoy, you know, by playing only. In the Goloka Vrindavan, actually all the children, they are not going to the universities or colleges or anything like that, no. Their business is to play. Our Krishna is also always playing, playful child. So there is no difficulty there. So they were enjoying. Every day they were enjoying actually different games. And now we are so fortunate. I was thinking that we are discussing this in Vrindavan Dham. And also the place, this is actually the great thing is, you know, Prabhupada established this temple in Ramana Neti. Ramana means playing, the sand. Same place we are sitting actually. So we should have that bhava. This is a place where Krishna and Balaram, they are playing, and they are playing now also. Because Vrindavan Leela is not finished. It is Nitya Leela is going on. So that bhava we should have. So to say that those who are living in Vrindavan, or those who have come to visit Vrindavan, they are not an ordinary living being, no. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Just ordinary people cannot come to this place. So many people are going to Delhi by Mathura. They're passing Mathura. Many people told me actually while traveling, they have never visited Vrindavan. What is there in Vrindavan actually? Delhi is a big city and there are so many things, you know, business is going on and a lot of money is there. சோ அவிஜாரந்திமா மூடாகா பகவான் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி புட்டிங் எ கர்டன் ஆன் சச் பீப்புள் யோகமாயா. சோ வாட் எவர் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் ஹியர் அஸ் பிரபாத் மென்ஷன் இன் திஸ் யோகமாயா திஸ் ஷீ இஸ் அரேஞ்சிங் எவ்ரி திங் பாஸ்ட் டைம்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா. இட்ஸ் நாட் தட் அன்கண்ட்ரோல்ட். So today the Akasura, when they were playing very nicely, games were playing and they don't know anything about, when children are playing they don't feel angry, they don't see whether I have time to take bath or something like that, they want to continue, especially when they get their friends. So today he appeared, the Akasura appeared, another demon, actually he is the younger brother of Putana and Bagasura. So the sloga says actually even the demigods were actually, they were worried. Even though in Vrindavan everybody is protected, still people are worried. You know, few days ago everybody was worried actually, whether it will come to me, these problems will come to me, I have to take care of it. But deep in their heart, that is why people were coming and they were doing the services and everything. They know that I am protected by Krishna because I am engaged in the service of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a fact, this truth. Radharani is there, Krishna is there, they will take care of. But still, externally, we have to show, they saying that, okay, maybe it will come to me also, may fall on me, I may die. So many people died because of oxygen problem and this problem, so many problems. So little, because of the material birth, that maybe little fear is there. So the demigod, they know that actually we are protected, still they were thinking that no, this demon, this corona may attack me actually. Somebody has to kill, it has to go away. So they were wishing actually, okay, somebody knows, Why there should be an interruption, because Prabhupada has mentioned that who can interrupt the pastime of Krishna? After all, Vrindavan is not part of the earthly planet. Whatever is happening other places, it will not happen here. This is still divine place. Came from Goloka Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan. So nobody can interrupt actually the playing of Krishna or something like that, no. But still, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura says, this playing is continued. Yogamaya, Yashodamayi, everybody is worried. If they play continuously, when you take his lunch, the lunch is packed and given. Every day the lunch is given and they're hanging on the tree and they're playing around, and then somebody has to say that, yeah, because nobody wants to stop that enjoyment. Transcendental enjoyment of playing with Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj is telling to Sukadeva Goswami, 7 days. You don't look at my face. I am fasting, I am not eating. I am not tired, Gurudev. Because you are giving that nectar to me, I am pibada bhagavadam rasamala, I am drinking this Srimad Bhagavatam. So I don't feel anything, no tiredness. Similarly, the children, they were not stopping it, but somehow it is to be stopped, Yogamaya interrupted actually. Anyway, it is mentioned that every day one demon, it is there in the list. Krishna's God is scheduled actually. Sometime Narada Muni come and remind him, hey Bhagavan, it is already there in your schedule. Why you are delaying killing of Kamsa? Now you stop this. If you continuously give tea, Bhagavan has come here to, it is mentioned that Paritranaya Sadhuna, to give pleasure to his devotees. That is his business actually. He has come to this material world, there is no need of coming and taking different type of bhava, forms and everything. It is not necessary. It is only for the devotee's pleasure. That is actually the Krishna's mission, is that I want to entertain my devotees. I was thinking actually, what are the things he did? He changed his form, Shyamasundara form is changed. Big eyes and big face and short of hand and Jagannath, wow. He simply heard, actually Rohini was selling the Vrindavan pastimes to the Kurukshetra. By hearing itself, he got actually that bhava. This much they love me, this much they want to do for me. And Narada Muni took a photograph of that particular moment and he published it. Oh, this is actually Bhakta Vatsalya is full on Jagannath. Become so famous. Nobody is telling that, oh, Jagannath face is big, you know, the Shyamasundara is better. Those who love, they want to hear, they want to see. So just to stop this, actually, for at least for some time, they have to take lunch. Sometimes the devotees are saying that, I have not taken prasadam. No, give me some time, Chen, I feel hungry. And I'm ready to do seva, but... So that feeling was there for Yogamaya. Yogamaya arranged this Akasura to come and take their attention from that plane, particular game. Prabhupada has mentioned they want to change this. Morning, then one game, afternoon, another game. But they are not fed up with any type of game. Simply you tell that you look at me and sit it, then if you are standing in front of Radha Shyamasundara, somebody says that you stand here the whole day, people are ready to stand. That is attraction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody is seeing that it is a deity. So that is actually the mercy of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He has installed his deities, means he brought Krishna and placed his head. One day, I was talking to Bhima Prabhu in Bombay. He was telling me one day, one disciple brought some problem in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I have these difficulties and I don't know how to solve this. People are bringing these issues to me. He says, you only find out a solution, you solve it. So, next day he came, he said, Prabhupada, I can't solve this problem. Impossible for me. I cannot think of any solution for it. Then Prabhupada said, actually, you leave it to me. I will solve it, no problem. Come tomorrow. So, next day he came. Prabhupada given very easy solution to him, which is satisfying the disciple, everybody. Oh, Prabhupada, how you know this solution? How it came? Yesterday you should have told me actually this, but you not yesterday. Today how you got this solution? Then Prabhupada said, yes, yesterday I discussed with Krishna, he told me the solution, not me. Then disciple said, oh, you spoke to deity. You spoke to deity in the temple. Then Prabhupada said, you fool, you don't know. I have not spoken to the deity, I have spoken to Krishna. I personally met him and asked him the question, he gave me the solution. So Prabhu was telling, that shows actually, even though Prabhupada was not telling, that he could see Krishna, he was not seeing the deity as a deity. He was talking to the deity, talking to them. As it is mentioned that Prabhupada only wrote, dictated by Krishna, the purport. That is why it is so many, the whole world is attracted to the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Why? Just like Krishna expanded into different forms, and then when they came home, the Gopals came home, everybody got attracted to them more than what they had attraction earlier. Because that is Krishna himself. So like that, they distracted the attention for some time by appeared So only for this Nataka, the great drama is going on. So when they saw, they know their attraction, they stopped for a while and they started taking the lunch. Arrangement of the lunch. That is why he appeared actually. There is nothing. There is nothing to fear. If any calamity comes, and then the devotees are not worried actually. Prabhupada, it is mentioned in the sloka, then the demigods were drinking nectar. Original nectar they had and they were taking. So they know that they will not die. But still they had their fear actually, you know. Maybe something else will happen. So this is giving an assurance for the devotees actually. Those who are living in Vrindavan, surrender to Krishna and enjoying the pastime of Krishna, Krishna Katha. That is very important actually. When we live here to this particular place, Vrijabhumi, every inch of Vrijabhumi has got some Katha. We must know that actually when we walk, when we see, and nothing else should come, no Maya should come, only we should memorize and we should meditate on, oh, this is a place, the Lord was here, he did like that. That we know when we go parikrama, actually everybody, nobody want to just go around and come. Everybody want to see actually the wonder, they are coming only for that, to see with their own eyes. Yesterday somebody was asking me on the online class, he was asking, really Prabhu, that Govardhan which is lifted by Krishna is still there? Have you seen it? For them it is a mystery, it is imagination, they cannot, they wonder. So having come here only because of mercy, only because of Srila Prabhupada, we could come here and we could see this. And not only seeing that, elaborately we know the Katha only because of Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, he sent the people here to expose actually the Leela Stalis, and so that the devotees can come even in the age of Kali Yuga. Somebody come and see this place and hear the Katha. Somebody transformed, they become Shuddha Bhakta, real love for Krishna. Then they can see eye to eye. Prabhupada says actually, the text number 12 mentioned that actually they were personality of God had personally lived and who saw the Lord face to face. Many times Srila Prabhupada has given assurance. You simply follow my instructions. One day you can see how I am talking to you, same way you can talk to Krishna. Believe me. The starting with chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So mind you, actually, even in the heavenly planets, other places, people are glorifying the Brajavasi, those who have come to Vrindavan and staying here, they are glorifying. They left everything and they came to Vrindavan. They took the shelter of Krishna. Their food, their breathing, everything actually Krishna Gatha. Everybody actually, you know, we say that three things are still available. Everything is available. Everything is related to Krishna, touch with Krishna. Still, definitely, the Brijadhuli, Brijendra and then Krishna was walking without chappal. So still he is walking. The dhuli, you know, his footsteps are there. Some devotees can see. We can have the Brijadhuli. Yamuna Thira Vihari, he was playing in Yamuna. Yamuna Mai is still there. They all came from Goloka Vrindavan. And he lifted Govardhan with one finger on left side. Prabhupada said that itself is Brahmaji's prayer. Brahma is telling actually, usually our left hand actually is a little weak. We say that do it with the right hand. It is powerful. We don't use it because it is, you know, it is not somebody's lefty, it is another thing. With that left hand, also with what little finger, he could lift a whole over the Govardhan. So that itself shows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada used to say that actually, you know, there are so many Bhagavan in this material world. Factory is there, Bhagavan is produced. Tell them that he is saying that, okay, you come here to Govardhan. Lift one little stone on one finger and show, then we will approve you as well. Nobody has come forward so far. Still available. The places are from where he lifted. So, text number 12 says actually, comparing, Sukadeva Goswami is telling actually, lot of yogis and karmis and they did lot of severe austerities, penances they did it actually. Still there are places there yogis are doing their still penances, tapasya, lot of tapasya. Tapasya is required actually for devotional service also. But severe austerity is just like tapovan, still people are, yogis are actually doing the meditation. They follow actually practice yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, none of which easily perform, yet in due course of time when these yogis attain perfection of controlling the mind. After so many years, after doing this niyama, asana, yama, so many things is done with great difficulty, what they achieved is little partial control of the mind. They could not achieve anything actually. Controlling the mind. They will still be unable to taste, they cannot appreciate Vrindavan. They cannot come to Vrindavan Dham. Yogis, they believe it actually in the Paramatma, you know. Brahmachodi, Paramatma. Bhagavan realization is not there, they cannot come to this place. That is why Sukadeva Goswami said, Parichet, you are so lucky actually. A particle of the dust, the lotus feet of the Lord cannot be understood, they cannot even touch, they cannot understand. What then we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Brijabhumi, the comparison is given. Brijavasis, Brijavan is the inhabitants of Brija, Vrindavana. Supreme Personality of Godhead, they did not do any penance, they did not do any tapasya. They could see the Lord face to face. They had developed love for them. For Prabhupada is actually, Bhagavan is actually, entry to the Goloka Vrindavan is subjected to one condition. There is somebody to ask a question, have you developed pure love for Krishna? You love him? Tell me the truth. Then there is entry, otherwise no. Oh, I did lot of tapasya, I stayed there without food, I was drinking only milk, I did all Chaturmasya Vrta, I did all Parikrama. At the end, actually, end of the day, we have to assess whether we really developed. Somebody we love, actually, we cannot, you know, they could not live without seeing Krishna, without his presence. That is a real love. So what about these yogis and everything? What you cannot compare with the Brijavasis, Brijagopis. So in the Brihat Bhagavata Amrita, at the last, Parikshit, you know, the mother approached, Uttara approached Parikshit. And he was asked to tell the brief in brief actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he has got little time, he has to leave the body. Something will happen. So immediately he said, Mother, I got only little time. I can tell you. So by telling actually that is the Brihad Bhagavata Amrita, conclusion, the last one, very, very important, is actually the Brijavasis, the Brija Gopis. So he is telling actually some slogans to Mother Uttara. Mother Uttara, so she was a devotee of Krishna. Believing in Krishna, love for Krishna is there. So again, interesting actually to telling Parikshit, he is telling us also, all of us also actually. We should develop love for Krishna, not artificially. That is why these examples are given actually. Gopinam paramananda asit govinda darsane chanam yuga sadamiva yashamena vibhavad. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home. Since for then, even a moment without his association seemed like hundreds of ages. That bhava should come actually. One day if we miss actually some, we are attending suppose Mangalarti. One day you missed it. It's a great loss, one should feel actually okay. Unless he come next day and he see him, not satisfied. Something is balanced, something is working. No, I not seen. I not taken darshan of the Lord today actually. That feeling should be there. That is what when Krishna goes to the forest. Yuga idam nimeshena chachusha pravrisha idam. They are all waiting actually. Gopis are waiting just to have a, as if every day we are seeing the deity, every day. What is there every day in the special? Yes, we love him, so we want to see him. We cannot remain without that. That has come from the gopis of Vrindavan, they were shown. When he will come in the evening, there is a rush. It is said that actually in Kesighat people are lined up in the evening. When they hear the flute sound, they were all lined up and they are looking for Krishna. I want to see him first. No, no, yesterday you were standing in the front. You be back. I want to see today. It is my turn. Competition. That is because of the love. Their minds absorbed in thoughts of him. They conversed about him, acted out his pastime. When during his absence, this is what they were doing. We may think actually, what they are doing actually, their drama they are doing. No. Because their life is actually immersed in Krishna Katha, in Krishna only. Pastime, there is no other thought. So they are acting actually in the pastimes, themselves filled with his presence. They completely forgot about the homes and they loudly sang the glories of Krishna's transcendental qualities. That is their business. Sankirtan, they used to do the kirtan. Wonderful kirtan they would do it. Earlier day, whatever the demons he killed, they all come with the song only. They will say, who you killed whom? Akasura, Bhagasura, tell me. Then they make it a song out of it. Compile a song. The next day they start singing about it. The Krishna Katha. So again, what austerities must the gopis have performed? With their eyes, they always drink the nectar of the Lord Krishna's form, which is the essence of loveliness and not to be equaled or surpassed. That loveliness is the only abode of beauty, fame and opulences. It is self-perfect, ever fresh and extremely rare. Only they could see it actually. The demonic people, they cannot see. Even, you know, even in the material world, even in the Vrindavan, we can see some. Prabhupada says 99.9% of the people got asuric nature. 99.9% of the people. So they cannot see, they cannot enjoy this. They will come and give a salam and go, actually. They don't stand actually from the lotus feet of the Lord, what the decoration, what type of collar dress is wearing, how is he look like, Radharani how he look like, crown, beauty, and take a photo in the mind, and when he go away also, that is there in the mind. That is out of love only with them. Otherwise, just have a look and go. They cannot enjoy actually the beauty of the Lord. So that is what they divorced. How? What they did actually? What austerities? Somebody say, I am also ready to do that austerity. If I know that austerity, I have to do it, I will do it. If I get a chance actually to look at the Lord. They were with the Lord always. They were enjoying with this, not that always. Not that particular day or anything like that, always. Ever fresh. It is very rare actually. The ladies of Vraja are most fortunate of women. Their minds fully attached to Krishna. Their throats always choked with tears. They constantly sing about him while milking the cows, winnowing grain, churning butter, gathering cow dung for fuel, riding on swings, caring for their crying babies, sprinkling the ground with water, cleaning their houses, and so on. Their minds are fixed on Krishna alone. They were doing all their routine, everything was done. So that is what A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada actually started this Krishna consciousness. How to remain in Krishna consciousness on your daily routine. He's not telling everybody to become sannyasis or something like that. No. You stay at home, change your activities, karma into karma yoga, satisfying the Krishna. That practice only we are doing it. That is what here it is mentioned. Even though the gopis of Vrindavan, they had taken renounce order of, they were living in the house. Their babies were there. Cooking is done. Everything is done. So how yat karoshi yadasina yat goshi yadasya yat tapasyasi kaundiya tat kurusha madarpanam. Practically, Srila Prabhupada taught us actually. Through his writings and through disciples and gurus, we are being trained actually in this way, how to remain in Krishna consciousness in 24 hours in a day. Then everybody can see Krishna actually. Not wait for the Ande Narayana. Now also you can see Krishna. You are living with Krishna. That feeling we should have in Vrindavan, we say that we are living in the house of Radha and Krishna's house. We are living partly one room, we are staying there. And whenever we want, we can go and talk to them, we can say. That bhava, we should stay here. Not that I am away from the temple or somewhere I am doing the... No, I am... This same house. Big house, very big house. They are there. So like that, Parikshit is telling to this to Uttara, giving them, my dear mother, you become like a Vrijagopi. I know that you also have to leave this body, but before that, the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually, you love Krishna actually. Enter into such activities, such devotional service, where you develop actually love for Krishna. This is possible, how Bhagavatam? Because we are hearing about him. Keep on hearing about him, keep on hearing about him. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna. How can a person who is not in Krishna consciousness can speak to Krishna?
Sorry?
Can a person who is not in Krishna consciousness...
Not in Krishna consciousness. How is it possible? Not... Sorry?
A person says that he speaks to Krishna. He is not in Krishna consciousness, he is outside Krishna No, it is
bogus. It is bogus. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरी।